This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are a couple of economic indicators you look forward to every month when you're a business and economics journalist. Seriously, you do. One of them is called JOLTS, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, through which we learned this morning there are more open jobs in this economy than at any time since the government started keeping track, almost 20 years now. It's more than 7 million jobs, if you're curious, 7.14 million technically. And we're going to dig in a little bit on one slice of this labor economy with a whole lot of now hiring signs out there. Transportation. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on that.
The transportation sector includes jobs in ride-sharing, railroads, airlines, and the big one, delivery. Sarah Kaufman at the NYU Rudin Center for Transportation says the demand for delivery has been going up year over year,
which increases the amount of freight vehicles in every city and across the country.
That demand has forced companies to beef up their shipping capacity and strategy. Just today, Macy's appointed the CEO of UPS to its board of directors. Satish Jindal at ShipMatrix says the failure of Toys R Us and the troubles at Sears have taught retailers a lesson.
Supply chain, logistics, transportation is a key element in achieving customer satisfaction.
But just because there are job openings in shipping, there's no guarantee they'll be filled. For example, there's a big shortage of workers for trucking companies, says Evan Raleigh at the University of Minnesota's Carlson School of Management.
People are wary of investing too much now in being a truck driver.
Yesterday, the shipping company J.B. Hunt said it raised wages by 10% to attract new drivers. And on Friday, UPS is holding 170 job fairs across the country. Still, Raleigh says job seekers know these positions could be automated in the long run.
If you're young and you're investing in your future, you don't want to make an investment in a career that's going to be disappearing over time.
And for now, salaries are still low. Average pay for truck drivers rose by 1.9% over the last year, below the rate of inflation. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.